This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. On today's episode, we talk with Dan Hetherington with SEH. He gives us an update on the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota. But first, I want to take a quick second to remind you folks about the Bakken Barbecue, the 6th annual Bakken Barbecue coming to Dickinson, North Dakota, June 15th at the West River Ice Center. Mark your calendars right now, because the 6th annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 15th in Dickinson, North Dakota. And once again, my name is Jason Spies. This is the Mondak Oilfield Review, and up next is Dan Hetherington with SEH talking about the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota. Globalization of energy, which we've all known about for 20 years, but it seems like the mainstream media now is coming to terms with the fact that we do live in a not only a global economy, but a global energy market, and et cetera. The timing on this is the reason I prefaced it that way, because, you know, I've been talking to like Edward Martinez from Zia Engineering. They're involved on this. William Prentice, Meridian Energy Group, and this refinery, virtually by timing and default, essentially, because it's the first one in 40 years, is going to set the precedent for the rest of the industry across not only the country, but the globe in terms of how refineries are going to be built going forward. So I just wanted to say that your guys' timing on this is absolutely remarkable and just very good. Have you guys talked about that at all?
Yes, actually we have. I mean, it's very exciting. We've talked about how, you know, the blessings that have been associated with this project are immense. They're all over the place, and your recognition of how this impacts, you know, other activities in the states here in the United States, but also, you know, throughout the world. You're absolutely right, and yeah, we do talk about it. We get kind of, you know, even more excited about it. It's a lot of fun, and also it's interesting to see the type of interest that we've seen from different people throughout the country, but around the world, that are, you know, calling and saying, well, what exactly are you guys doing here? Or how is that working? And they're calling from an interested, exciting perspective. They're not calling, you know, and saying, oh, you know, what you're doing is bad or anything like that. They're just going, you know, we read through things and we understand that you applied this technology in this location. That was a really good idea. Can we discuss it? So we're seeing interest from all over the place. And yes, it is something we discuss. And, you know, every time we get a call like that or somebody wants to talk about that, it's just more confirmation that everything you said is correct. People are paying attention all over the place, and it's a lot of fun.
Once again, that was Dan Hetherington with SEH with the Davis Refinery. To listen to the full-length interview or to follow other energy series, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review is part of the Crude Life Content Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links can be found at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. From the staff at the Mondak Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.